Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is episode 108. This is RJ, it's just me this week. Wanted to talk about a couple things and then leave you with a set of music. The first thing is that we're trying another project here, and the basic question we're trying to get input on is how fish has impacted your life. I'm sure if you're listening right now, you have lots of ideas already. So we put out a survey. If you look in the show notes, you'll see the link. Please click on that. Check it out. Send us your answers. Send it along to friends. We want to get as many answers as we can, and then we will sort of figure out what to do with them as we get a little further along. We're really looking forward to it. We think it'll be a pretty cool project. Also, I just want to say I'm super impressed and excited by all the new music podcasts, Beyond the Pond with Brian and Dave. Jonathan's Broke Down podcast, of course, is excellent, and Tom continues to do great things on Under the Scales. So you guys should check all those out, and hopefully people are cooking up more good podcast ideas out there. So many of you probably saw this week Colonel Bruce Hampton died, basically collapsed on stage during a tribute concert for his 70th birthday. And it's a pretty crazy story, and man, what a way to go out. Collapsed on stage during Turn On Your Love Light, surrounded by a lot of his musician friends and collaborators from over the years. It's really, really intense, but pretty good way to go out, I guess, if you're a musician, and you know, if you can choose, that's not a bad way to do it. Jonathan, who knows a lot more about Colonel Bruce and his music, is going to be putting together an episode for next week, so keep an eye out for that. We'll share some of his tunes and probably some fish stuff that he sat in on, so stay tuned for that. The set we're going to play today is from 42192 from Eureka, California. We were inspired to go back to this show after the interview that I helped Tom with Holly Bowling. She talked about this tweezer and played a little bit of it in that episode. I remember having the tape, but I haven't gone back to it for a while, but it's really a really good set and a really great tweezer from 92. And just some context where the band was at the time. So this was, you know, another obviously big year for Fish in 1992. They were on the road for most of April and May, most of July and August, and then most of November and December. And so they, you know, they were definitely honing their craft, and Picture of Nectar had just come out in early 92, about a month before this show. So they were on Elektra, first major studio release, which was much more popular, I think, than Junta or Lawn Boy. And they were gaining popularity and gaining steam and trying new things, and of course pushing musical boundaries as always. This was spring of 92, and in summer they went on to do the Horde Fest sets, including that 725-92, where Santana sits in and jams. There's an excellent, excellent set, catching a band in their ascent, I think. I think between 92 and 93, they sort of became a different band in terms of improv, but also in terms of popularity and touring and all that. So this show from Eureka, I think, sounds pretty intimate, and maybe was among the last of the, you know, months where you could catch them in fairly intimate settings. So in addition to that fantastic tweezer, there's also I think the only time that they played Lively Up Yourself, which is pretty cool. Trey on drums, Fish on bass, and Mike on guitar, and some vacuum, of course. And there's a catapult with Mike only doing acapella. Forbin's Mockingbird early in the set. Really pretty interesting and pretty cool set. So we really hope you enjoy it. Thanks to those of you who can support HF Pod Plus. We're having a really good time with that. A lot of people have supported it, so thank you for that. We hope you enjoy. Always send thoughts, feedback, questions. Hit us up on Twitter or email at HFPod on Twitter or helpingfriendlypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, give us a review on iTunes. It's helpful and we appreciate it. Otherwise, we're going to get right into this set two from 42192. So we hope you enjoy it. And we'll talk to you again next week. Keep on rocking.
to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
We'll be right back. crackle, thunder. Rocks began to crumble overhead. It tumbled down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs from which it happened land. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet. And the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain. And a thousand were hidden before the sky.
We're not in a building anymore. It's a houseboat. We're on a houseboat. We're floating across the ocean in a houseboat. You can't leave. You can't go out the door. You'll fall into the water. Oh, my God. We're rocking back and forth in the houseboat. I don't know where we're going. We're lifting over some big waves, and we're going down one side of the wave. Oh, my God. We're starting to turn upside down, but gravity has no meaning anymore. We're hanging from the ceiling by our feet. We're really upside down. The bottom of the boat. That's the bottom of the boat up above us. We're standing on the top of it. Oh my God. We're going to Gamehenge. We're on our way to Gamehenge. We're going to get to Gamehenge, and we're going to see the evil King Wilson. Oh my God. We're going to Gamehenge, and we're going to see the evil King Wilson. The evil King Wilson. The evil King Wilson. The evil King Wilson. Oh my God. Floating on the houseboat across the ocean, and we see the shore coming up ahead of us. We're coming closer. We get up on the shore, and we're walking across the shore, and suddenly we start to lift up off the ground for no apparent reason, and we're looking down, and you can see first grass right below you, but as you pull away, you start to see trees over on your left. Trees stretching out, dark, going as far as the eye can see. A vast forest reaching to your left, and you're floating up above, and you start to look to the left. On the other side, you see a field going off into the distance, and suddenly you realize that you're hanging from an enormous hang glider that stretches all the way across with 150 people stretched side by side on a hang glider. And you're floating on the hang glider. You're starting to go down, but you move over a dark portion of the forest and you start to lift up. And you're spinning around, going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. You strap the oxygen mask over your face. You're up at about 17,000 feet now, looking down, and the huge mountain below you looks just like a little tiny rock. And you slowly start to circle down around the mountain, and you take a left turn on your hang glider, and as you circle down around the mountain, you see that the mountain is actually beginning to quake below you. The whole mountain is beginning to crumble, and pieces are falling off, and you see large boulders, and then down in the corner of your eye, you see a tiny figure standing on the mountain, and you know that it's the Colonel Foreman. He's standing on the mountain, and the mountain is quaking around him. And you know that Colonel Foreman has gone to the mountain because he wants to get the Helping Friendly book back from the evil King Wilson. Then as you fly down, you're floating on your hang glider, and you're twisting around and you're flying up in the air, and suddenly you see circling around above your head a tiny bird flipping around, singing a little song, and you know that it's the famous mockingbird flying around your head. And he goes past your hang glider and down to the big mountain below, and he sits there, and the mountain sort of takes shape and starts to tell this tiny bird to go into the castle and steal the Helping Friendly book from the evil King Wilson. So there goes the Helping Friendly book now, and as you head back to your houseboat on your hang glider, you see the famous mockingbird flying off into the distance. ¶¶
Thank you. This is a song written by Carly Skrimsky.
moment to wish a happy birthday to two very special people. So just help us out here. A little happy birthday for Eva and Mignon. Happy birthday, you guys.
Your head off so I could weigh it. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. I'd like to go to your house and gather all your razors and pick all the little prickly hairs so I could weigh them. What do you say? I could weigh them. Oh, what do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Why weigh on a sunny day? So much to do,
could weigh them. What do you say? 5 pounds. 6 pounds.
Some things that even fish wouldn't do on stage. And we know what they are.
Oh, that's not my terrain. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Gordon.
I catapult downtown to see the galleries in my favorite Beyonce in a lavender gown. But I'm hooked up to a machine. It performs my daily functions through a tube in my ween. Today that thing malfunctioned like a forest fire. Burned a hole in me, I perspire. So there ain't gonna be no wedding, no love affair, no art to which none compares.
Thank you.
I hope that you in no way thought we were trying to... We love that song. I hope we didn't deface that song.
Yeah, we really
right
weren't
away.
Trying to destroy it.
Don't get that kind of entertainment.
In no way were we...
In no way.
No,
we weren't trying.
Never were trying.
I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song.
I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song.
I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song.
I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song.
I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song. I hope you don't think we were trying to love that song.
I love our support. I love our support.
Tonight.
Stars
in the sky are very bright, and I don't care if the world explodes. I don't care if the world explodes. You can save the whales, you can save the toads, 'cause I don't care.
Thank you.
never came my way. Lost my mind just a couple of times.
Lost
my mind just a couple of times. You can spend your nickels, you can spend your dimes. I lost my mind.
Engulfing my